Rock Café sur 104.ca FM. Du rock et seulement du rock. Voici Daniel Tremblay. Salut tout le monde, bienvenue à cette première émission appelée tout simplement Rock Café. Une émission d'une heure pendant laquelle on va jaser avec un ou plusieurs membres d'un groupe rock, hard rock, metal, d'hier à aujourd'hui. Et on va insérer des pièces musicales du groupe ou, si tel est le cas, des projets solo de l'artiste invité. Pour cette première, on a l'immense plaisir, je dis bien, de recevoir Eric Levy, claviériste de Night Ranger. Night Ranger a été formé en 1979 à San Francisco par Jack Blades, chanteur et bassiste du groupe, Brad Gillis à la guitare et Kelly Kagi à la batterie. Au début, le groupe s'appelait Rubicon. Le nom Night Ranger est venu en 1982. D'ailleurs, les trois membres originaux sont toujours avec le groupe. Parmi les chansons les plus connues du groupe, il y a Sister Christian, probablement la plus populaire à sa sortie, You Can Still Rock in America, et ma préférée, et celle avec qui j'ai connu le groupe, Don't Tell Me You Love Me. Notre invité Eric Levy s'est joint au groupe le 8 mars 2011 et est toujours le claviériste du groupe. On débute donc la portion musicale de cette émission avec ma chanson préférée tirée du premier album du groupe Dawn Patrol, sorti en 1982. Eric Levy va se joindre à nous tout de suite après. Voici donc Don't Tell Me You Love Me. Don't tell me you love me, baby.
Don't tell me you love me, baby. Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me you love me, baby. Don't tell me you love me.
As promised, we are with Eric Levy from Night Ranger. Sir, good afternoon to you. Again, thanks a million for being here with us. I hope all is well in your part of the world.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks, Daniel. I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm here this afternoon in sunny Bay Area, California, and it's blue skies. Yeah, not to brag about the weather where I'm at here in February, by any means. Yeah, doing well. Yeah.
So my first question to you would be, tell us a bit about you. Let us know a little more about Eric Levy, when, how, and why you decided to become a musician, and especially, which is one thing I'm interested in, why the keyboard and not the guitar or drums, for example?
My dad was a touring musician, and for both my sister and I, my sister's a piano teacher, so I guess we both stuck with music. But the plan was that our dad started teaching us piano at age five, and he was a saxophone player, but had enough multi-instrumental knowledge to be able to at least get us started. And the deal was, okay, you start on piano, and then when you're in fifth grade, you get to pick your school band instrument. So I picked, I actually picked drums, and I played a whole bunch of drums, like in all through junior high and high school. And, um, Really doing both. I guess all the professional stuff I was doing, bands, was all keyboards. But I was involved in all the school band stuff, playing drums. And it's funny how sometimes like something terrible will happen, and it's like in retrospect, like it was the best thing, the best thing that could have happened.
Yep.
Maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks after I graduated from high school, I fractured my wrist playing basketball.
Oh.
So when I got to my first semester of college, I had wanted to join the drum line, the marching band drum line. And so I went to school a week early to go do the band camp thing, and and still working my way back from injury, and I didn't make the cut. Oh, and I was so mad. The poor guy who like went into his office and told him he was making a mistake, and I was a kid. I was a brash young kid. But in retrospect, it's like that's like the best thing that could happen, because that made me really just focus on, okay, I'm playing piano.
Cool.
My wrist is in good enough shape for me to be playing piano right now, not drums. So in retrospect, it worked out amazingly. And the drums, it's still like a big part of the way that I approach the piano. I like to do finger exercises of drum rudiments. And just instead of treating them like right hand, left hand, treating them like any of my 10 fingers, trying to train all my fingers to be able to do flams and whatever all paradiddles and drum rudiment exercises. So, yeah, that's still a big part of me, but it's still a big part of the way I approach music.
Alors, j'ai demandé à Eric ce qui l'avait amené à être musicien et pourquoi il avait choisi le clavier plutôt que, par exemple, la guitare. Il nous a expliqué que son père était musicien, il jouait le saxophone, et qu'à l'âge de 5 ans, il avait appris à jouer le clavier grâce à son père, jouer le piano, en fait. Sa sœur également, il a une sœur, et sa sœur est devenue professeur de piano avec les années. Il nous a aussi appris qu'il jouait autant la batterie que les claviers au secondaire, et que c'est un accident bête où il s'est brisé le poignet qui l'a forcé à la fin de son secondaire à se concentrer sur le clavier. Il nous dit aussi qu'il incorpore d'ailleurs ses connaissances rythmiques dans ses compositions au clavier. On enchaîne la musique avec la pièce « Day and Night » tirée du dernier album de Night Ranger, paru en 2017, et on revient tout de suite après avec Eric Levy.
You know what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna bust out a song that we've never ever played live ever before in our lives.
It's on our new record.
It's on our new album, but it's not even out. We're right in the middle of recording it. And we thought, you know what? Let's play a new song. What do you say to that?
And the funny thing is, we learned it 2 days ago.
I thought it was today at soundcheck. So I'm not going to ask you to sing along to this one. But check it out. It's called Day and Night. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we're back with Eric Levy from Night Ranger. Eric, second question I have for you is, how did you become Night Ranger's latest keyboard player, and were you a fan of the band?
Excellent. So I was raised, my mom was kind of strict in what she would allow our our household to be listening to, and so I wasn't allowed to listen to any of the 80s rock during the 80s until 1987, when we got cable TV, and then I had access to MTV, and so my first exposure to Night Ranger was actually The Secret of My Success. Because that movie was out on cable in 1987, so I knew the movie and I knew the video too.
Michael J. Fox.
Exactly, yeah, Michael J. Fox. So it's interesting, like in retrospect. Okay. Oh, and then that first Damn Yankees album, I bought the cassette and listened to it like crazy. That was I loved that album. So it's, yeah, in retrospect, I kind of started more toward the back end of the 80s heyday for Night Ranger and getting into the Damn Yankees years. And when I got hooked up with the band, it was I had been recommended to play on Jack Blades' solo album.
Oh, okay.
back in 2010, and one of the songs for his solo album at the time that he had written was Growing Up in California, which we ended up making a Night Ranger song and putting on the Somewhere in California album.
Yeah.
And then he had he called me up and invited me to, at the end of 2010, he said, hey, our Night Ranger's keyboard player is leaving the band, and we're about to go on a world tour with Journey and record a new studio album. Are you interested? And so off I went, 2011, the year that my life really changed. Mm-hmm. getting full on with Night Ranger, and amazing, here I am a decade later, and looking forward to playing shows again.
Still rocking.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're going to play you a song on our very first album. Came right off that very first album, Dawn Patrol, back in 1982. Now, we used to play a small club on Polk Street in San Francisco, California. This club was called the Palms Cafe, right? Held about 60, 70 people, maybe tops 80. And we used to play in there all the time, and other bands would come and see us, and Brad would jump up and down, run up and down the bar, and kick over beers and stuff like that. Those were some fun times, man. Those were some real fun times. But there was this guy that would always show up, and his name was Eddie. And when Eddie showed up, we always had a good night. Now, Eddie loved guitar playing. He loved guitar playing. So when we had the chance to make our Dawn Patrol record, we decided to write a song about this guy named Eddie. Now, Eddie, I don't know where you are right now, if you're floating around in that foundation room in the sky, if you're floating around that Tenderloin in San Francisco, or if you're just floating around. Anyway, Eddie, this one's for you. It's called Eddie's Coming Out Tonight. It's pretty,
devil says no, she's so insane. Midnight to late, midnight madness, to break in silence, you hear their mama's cry. They say tonight's the night, they're gonna cut you to your limit. Tonight you live or you die. Yeah, he's coming out tonight. He like to rock.
D'entendre Eddie's Coming Out Tonight de Night Ranger. Juste avant cette chanson, j'avais demandé à Eric Levy comment s'était fait sa rencontre avec le groupe Night Ranger et est-ce qu'il était un fan. Il nous a raconté que sa mère lui interdisait d'écouter le rock des années 80 jusqu'en 1987 quand est arrivé MTV chez lui. Son premier contact avec Night Ranger, ça a été la chanson « The Secret of My Success » qui avait été écrite pour le film du même nom, mettant en vedette Michael J. Fox. Je le recommande d'ailleurs comme divertissement léger. C'est pas du grand art, mais c'est très divertissant. En 90, il s'est procuré la cassette du premier album de Damn Yankees, qui regroupait entre autres Jack Blades et Tommy Shaw de Styx. Et il a écouté cette cassette à moult reprises. En 2010, c'est une connaissance qu'il a recommandé à Jack Blades, qui se préparait à enregistrer un album solo. Et finalement, Jack Blades lui a demandé en 2011 s'il est intéressé à remplacer le claviériste du groupe qui quittait. Et depuis, il vit le rêve de beaucoup de musiciens. Vous écoutez Rock Café. Au 104.ca FM, du rock et seulement du rock. On poursuit cette entrevue avec Eric Levy de Night Ranger et cette fois la question va porter sur le groupe auquel il a appartenu pendant une dizaine d'années, un groupe de jazz fusion qui avait pour nom Garage Mahal.
All right, Eric, tell us about your other band, Garage Mahal. I don't think it's... Is it still active?
Well, not active currently.
Okay.
A couple of guys were playing shows as Garage Mahal for the last few years, but I don't think they're doing that so much at this point. But yeah, that you know, I've been thinking a lot about Chick Corea, who just passed away a week ago.
Yep.
And hearing him for the first time is really what made me be interested in pursuing a career in music. Okay. I was playing keyboards in high school. I had a life full of music, but my plan at that point was to go to school for computer science and be a coder. was my plan for my life. And when I heard
different kind of music, though.
Yeah. So in a way, Chick had his 70s band Return to Forever, which was it's like a jazz fusion band. But with a lot of rock influence so in a way it's I've been looking at my perspective of my Garage Mahal years, which was also a decade, as being kind of like my personal return to forever. you know, it's not comparing myself to Chick in any way, but he was my influence and my motivation. And, So to be able to have 10 years of doing van tours and, you know, sometimes crash on somebody's floor and then wake up and drive a bunch of hours and load in and play a couple sets of music and do it all over again. But it was like there was such passion for the music at that point. And I felt like I was really growing and really happy playing music with the people I was playing with. And a lot of jazz fusion influence, but also a lot of rock and being a part of the jam band scene as we were too. It's like in that scene, you'll at least we would show up at like a festival back in the day, and there'd be all kinds of different what you would think of as being different genres of music, but because they were all focused on improvisation, like they could all coexist at the same festival. You would have, you know, people playing like all night techno music and the bluegrass during the daytime and like soul jazz and whatever, all these different styles all being permissible. And so I think Garage Mahal reflected that too. Like we did have some bluegrass influence, and we did have a lot of electronica. Drum and bass at the time was big. So a lot of drum and bass influence. It was amazing, and it was two generations of people too. It was me and the drummer were the same age in our 20s when that band started, and our bass player and guitarist were in their 40s at that point. So we kind of brought the energy, and they brought the perspective and knowledge, and yeah, an amazing time in my life. I'm very, very happy I got to experience that.
Alors, Eric nous explique que non, le groupe Garage Mahal n'est plus vraiment actif, que lorsqu'il était au secondaire, tenez-vous bien, il pensait s'en aller en programmation informatique, et que c'est lorsqu'il a entendu le groupe de jazz fusion de Chick Corea décédé tout récemment, qu'il a compris que la musique était ce qu'il voulait vraiment faire. Garage Mahal s'est présenté dans sa vie lorsqu'il était mi-fin vingtaine, et ce fut une aventure passionnante, même si on était pas mal loin de la vie de rockstar comme celle de Night Ranger. Ils ont entre autres participé à plusieurs festivals où tous les genres de musique se côtoyaient. On va donc écouter un court extrait du travail d'Eric Levy avec Garage Mahal, et on revient tout de suite après avec Night Ranger.
takadimi takitata takitata kitata takita kitata takadimi ta takitata takita tara tara tara
We're back with Eric Levy from Night Ranger. Eric, the next question is one that I personally came up with because I'm very interested in it. And it's, how does the song creating writing process work in Night Ranger? Meaning, who comes up the most with, you know, parts of songs, and where do you come up with them? Do you do that mostly on the road? Do you do that mostly at home or while on tour or recording sessions? How does it work?
Excellent question. It's the process has changed so much over the last 10 years because of technology, and but also because of COVID, especially. Us all being locked into our personal studios. So all that being said, I don't have a whole lot to do with the songwriting process in Night Ranger. The way I look at it is, you know, I'm able to be touring on the backs of these incredible songs that people who are still in the band had written. And, in my view, that should be priority. As long as we have a Jack Blades and Kelly Keggy and Brad Gillis, who are composing and still writing, Night Ranger albums are the ways that people can hear that music. You know, those guys are fantastic songwriters. There were times earlier on, during the Somewhere in California album and during the High Road album, I had a bit more input. It was because logistically we were at that point in time, we were still all meeting together at the same studio. Jack at that time had a ranch and a very nice studio on his property. The main thing I remember being impressed with when I first started being a part of those songwriting sessions was that they seemed to have a rule, which was that any idea that anybody came up with, even if somebody in the band thought, oh, you know, that's not going to work, or I don't like that, no matter what, we would always try it. It's like, wow. Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's all, you know, play it and hear it. And so I really thought it was brilliant, because it's like everybody would get their ideas heard. There was no like, oh, you know, infighting, this could have been better, it was like, no, you know, we're all in this together and everybody's voice is heard. And at the end of it, it's like, well, you know, okay, now we've heard all these different ways, and what do we like? Mm-hmm. I was very impressed by that.
Alors, on a demandé à Eric comment le processus de création et écriture fonctionnait à l'intérieur du groupe. Il nous a expliqué qu'avec la COVID, évidemment, ça se passe différemment. Chacun des membres crée chez lui et chacun envoie sa partie en production et on fait des chansons et des albums avec tout ça. Eric nous explique aussi qu'au début, il était un peu plus impliqué dans la création, particulièrement pour les albums High Road et Somewhere in California, mais que la plupart des chansons sont composées par les trois membres fondateurs du groupe, soit Jack Blades, Brad Gillis et Kelly Keggy. Ce qui ne le dérange pas du tout, considérant qu'il les trouve tellement talentueux. Il précise enfin que toutes les idées sont quand même acceptées et écoutées par tous les membres du groupe. On enchaîne en musique, cette fois avec la chanson Sister Christian, probablement le succès commercial le plus grand pour Night Ranger. Et on revient tout de suite après avec Eric Levy pour la conclusion de cette émission.
The year was 1984. The biggest movie that year, Beverly Hills Cop. Second biggest movie, Eric's and my personal favorite, Ghostbusters. Right? Let's see what else was going on. Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. The band Night Ranger, the album Midnight Madness, the song Sister Christian. Time. You ready? I want to hear you sing tonight. I want to hear you scream. One, two, three, how? Oh. Sister Christian. Oh, yeah. Say. All right. Okay. You sound beautiful. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Fly in finding mystery. girl, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. But you're motoring, you're, oh, you're motoring, yeah.
And we're back with Eric Levy of Night Ranger. Sadly, it's going to be the last question for today, at least. We never know. Never know.
Right on.
Yep. So what can we expect from Night Ranger in the future? Albums, tours, DVD? Obviously, there's a pandemic that we don't know when all of that is going to start again. Although, like you said earlier today, you can still produce albums despite being like possibly in different houses or even different states, for all we know. But what can we expect?
It's the album that we've been working on is now in the mixing stage. And yeah, what an interesting a pandemic era way to record an album. As I was submitting my parts, I spoke with our mixing engineer, and he's like, you know that none of you guys have heard any of what anybody else is recording. And I'm just compiling it all, and you'll hear it at some point. very, very different. but that album is now in the mixing stage. So I expect that to be coming this year. And as far as what shows we'll be able to play, what we won't be able to play, you know, it's nobody has any concrete answers for that right now. But, we did have an incredible 2020 planned. We were planning to go. We were going to open for Guns N' Roses at Sweden Fest or Sweden Rock, the Sweden Rock Festival.
Yep, yep.
We were going to do a 30 plus show tour opening for Sammy Hagar with Whitesnake.
Yep.
I was really looking forward to that one. I was really psyched about that tour. So, you know, the hope is that, yeah, we'll all get back to normal and people will be vaccinated and able to congregate and we'll all be able to have live music again. Exactly what that's going to look like, you know, I guess remains to be seen. But I know that everybody in the band has this passion that, you know, we all want to get back up on stage and do this again. So, yeah, hopefully circumstances work out for us.
Well, if you guys ever produce another DVD of your concerts once this pandemic is finished with, don't forget about Montreal. We have the best crowds out there.
I would love to come to Montreal and play music. Love to. What a music tradition your city has.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Eric, I'm going to have to let you go, sadly, but like I said earlier, we're going to do this another time because this was too fun, way too
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. I'm into it. Yeah, for sure.
And take care of yourself. Take care of your family. If you talk to the other guys in the band, just say hi from me and all their fans. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Daniel. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Alors, la question, qu'est-ce qui attend Night Ranger dans les mois à venir? Évidemment, avec la pandémie, c'est difficile de parler de dates de concert. Mais la bonne nouvelle, c'est que malgré cela, le prochain album de Night Ranger est à l'étape du mixage. On peut donc s'attendre à le voir disponible assez rapidement. Chose certaine, Eric nous a dit que les membres du groupe sont toujours aussi passionnés et ne demandent pas mieux que de repartir en tournée. C'est certainement la grâce qu'on se souhaite. On se laisse d'ailleurs sur une note optimiste avec la chanson « You Can Still Rock in America ». Merci à vous d'avoir été de cette première de Rock Café avec Eric Levy de Night Ranger. Et on se reparle sous peu avec un nouvel invité du merveilleux monde du rock. Prenez soin de vous et keep on rocking.
Well, you can still rock in America!
FM.ca.